I assumed everyone else's house was just like ours. Our parents rarely fought or talked about anything unpleasant in front of us, although I'm sure they had their moments in private. Many things that presented great opportunities for discussion were often swept under the rug, where there was plenty of room because no dust would ever be found there. I grew up wanting to do everything right. I wanted somehow to be, well, perfect, as if that were possible. I was the youngest of three children, with a sister 7 years older and a brother 9 years older. Every morning during the summers, I'd hop on my glittered purple Huffy bike and pedal off with friends. We'd ride all over the neighborhood and through a path in the woods. We'd play Barbies and have big water fights until the fire department blew their siren at noon. At that signal, all us kids would race home to eat bologna, mustard, and potato chip sandwiches for lunch. I loved crunching the chips and the soft white bread, and then get back on our bikes and play until dark. We weren't afraid of bad things happening. We had never heard of kidnappers. Our lives were safe and fun. My dad was a handyman who could fix anything. He changed the oil in our car every 3,000 miles, like clockwork. We Chapmans knew there was a place for everything, and everything should be in its place. From the time I was little, I knew how to work hard and put things in order, so I pushed myself to excel and make my hard-working parents proud of me. We went to church Sunday mornings, Sunday evenings, and Wednesday nights. I went to youth camp every summer, walked the aisle, and got saved. Again. I was always confused. Did you get saved again when you felt like you'd drifted away from God? Or was it a rededication? Or what? I'm not sure whether it was the church, my work ethic, or a little bit of both, but I ended up thinking that the one thing that could change in my changeless world was my eternal destiny. Our church taught that you could lose your salvation, and so you never quite knew where you stood with God. I don't remember ever hearing the concept of grace. A relationship with God was all about working hard and being as good as you could possibly be. Once when I was about 9 years old, I was coloring in my bright pink bedroom with its variegated pink shag carpet and matching bedspread and curtains. I loved my room. My bed was always perfectly made, which was a challenge, since I had about 100 stuffed animals that had to be placed on the spread in a certain sequence. I also raked my shag carpet, starting at the far corner and going all the way out the door, so that all the strands stood precisely on end, looking like no one had ever stepped on it. Anyway, one day I was coloring a giant Holly Hobby picture in my bedroom, and I was doing my best to stay inside the lines and make it as beautiful as I could. I was in the zone.